Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are concluding the first chapter of Maseches Yadayim and beginning the second. So Mishnah Hey, the fifth and final Mishnah in the first chapter, says, Hamayim shehanachtom matbil behen es hagluskin, water that a baker dipped rolls into, psulin, can no longer be used for Netilas Yadayim. V'kashehu madiach es yadav bahen, but if he sticks his hands in the water, if he dips his hands in to wet them and then he handles the dough, ksherim, then that water is still good and can be used for netilas yadayim. Hakol ksherim litein liyadayim. Anyone can be used to pour the water. Afilu cheresh shotev akatan, even a deaf mute, even someone who lacks mental competence, even a minor. Meniach chavis bein birkav v'notel. He can put a barrel between his knees and tip it like that. That works. Mata chavis al tzida v'notel. He can tip a barrel on its side, and that would work. V'hakof notel yadayim. He can even use a monkey to wash his hands. Rabbi Yossi posel b'shnei elu. But Rabbi Yossi does not permit these latter two, the tipping of the barrel or the using of a monkey, for reasons that we will see. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. So if the baker dips a roll in, that's using the water, and that's no good. But if he dips his hands in, the water is still good. Why is that? Ksherim. Hamayim bekli lenatila. The water in the vessel can still be used for washing hands. Shelo nasis malacha b'mayim shebekli. Because he didn't do any work with the water in the vessel. El b'mayim shelokach b'chafnav. Rather, he did the work with the water that he removed with his hands. Meniach chavis bein birkav. Someone can tip a barrel using his knees. Ubirkav misayin lishboch lahainu koach gavra. So water for netilas yadayim has to be done with human efforts. Koach gavra is what it's called. So you can't stick your hands in the rain, you can't stick them in a waterfall, but this would work because since he's using his knees to pour the water, that's still considered human effort. Umishum hachi lo palag Reb Yossi baha. And that's why Reb Yossi doesn't disagree in this particular case. Umate chavis al tzida, he can tip a barrel on its side. Vafilu halach, even if he goes away, v'yashav lo achar kach, and he leaves the barrel pouring out. V'hachavis shofeches mayim kol hayom kulo, and the water continues pouring out all day long. Machmas hatiyaso hu v'chashiv koach gavra. The water is only pouring out because he tilted it on its side, so the Tanakhama would say that this is still considered human effort. V'hakof, a monkey. It has hands like a person, so it can do the physical pouring of the water. Notel yadayim, the monkey can wash his hands. The koach no sein be'inan, because we need the effort of some agent. Koach adam lo be'inan, but we never said it has to be a human agent. Rabbi Yossi posel b'shnei elu. Rabbi Yossi does not allow these last two cases. Bekof ubamata chavis al tzida. He doesn't allow the monkey. He doesn't allow the barrel that's on its side and pouring on its own. Bekov mishum de be'inan koach adam v'leka. He doesn't allow the monkey because he requires human effort, and that's lacking here. Umata chavis al tzida, and as far as the case of the barrel tilting on its side, lav koach gavra chashivla. He doesn't consider this to be human power. So moving on to the first Mishnah in Perek Beis, the second chapter. Natal yada achas, mishtifa achas. If a person washes one hand with one pouring, yada tahara, his hand is purified. L'shte yadav, mishtifa achas. But if he washes both hands with one pouring, Rabbi Meir matame, achiyito merevius. Rabbi Meir says his hands are still impure until he has used a complete revius. Nafal kikar shel truma. If a truma loaf falls into this water that he's used to wash his hands, tahur, it remains pure. Rabbi Yossi matame, but Rabbi Yossi says it becomes impure. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. So, speaking of washing one hand with one pouring, biyado achas hu desagi bapam achas, washing one hand with one pouring is sufficient, afagav de ebikli revius, even though there's not a full revius in the utensil, tahara, but the water comes from the remains of pure water, like we said in the very first Mishnah 2 days ago. Yadav, but if he's going to wash both his hands, afagav asu mishari tahara, even though it comes from the remains of pure water, lo mahani achiyitol shte pa'amim, it doesn't help until he washes his hands 2 times. Rishonimat haperek, ushniyimat haperek, both the first and the second all the way to the wrist. So nafal kikar shel truma. If a truma loaf falls into this water, Hecha de Natal Esarishonim Revias, Venafal Alehem Kikarshot Truma. So we're talking about a case where he washes the first time using a full Revias of water, and then this loaf falls into the water. Onaga Bekikarshot Truma. Im ha'mayim shebiyado kodem sheyigvam o kodem sheyishvoch aleihem mayim shniim. Or he touches it with his hands that are still wet, either before he dries it from the first water or before he pours the second water over it. In either case, tahor, the loaf would remain pure. Dekihehi demahani latahir yadav mahani nami latahir atzman. Because if the water serves to purify his hands, it should certainly serve to purify itself. But Rabbi Yossi Matame, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that the loaf becomes impure. Desavar latahar yadav mahanu, he feels that this water serves to purify his hands. Aval inhu gufayhu tamein, but the water itself becomes impure through the process. All right, that is the end of the first Mishnah, and tomorrow we will continue with the second and third Mishnayos in Perek Beis.